it's a case that shouldn't have to be argued again because it was already won in 2006 in Botswana's High Court, where the court ruled that the Bushmen had the right to live in the CKGR. And today's court hearing was about whether the case can go ahead or not, because the Botswana government is trying to throw out the case on a technicality. So they heard the arguments of both sides today, and the judge has reserved judgment, and we expect his decision in the next few weeks.
Was their attorney present? I understand there were some problems. He was not able to obtain a visa to get into the country from London.
The Bushmen's chosen representative is a man called Gordon Bennett, who's a top human rights lawyer from the UK. And he's represented the Bushmen since 2004, and he's been out to Botswana on several occasions to stand up for the Bushmen in court. On a recent trip to Botswana where he was defending another community of Bushmen, he was pulled in by authorities who questioned him over his presence in Botswana. And he was then put on a visa list, which is very unusual. UK citizens don't normally have to apply for a visa to go to Botswana, but he is on a list now where he must apply for a visa. And he did apply for the visa, and his visa application was denied, and therefore he couldn't represent his clients, the Bushmen, in court today. There's no real reason. He hasn't been given a reason for why he was denied that permit. And it seems like another tactic by the Botswana government to hinder the Bushmen's case against it.
Did the Bushmen have any representation when they were in court today?
They did, yes. They were represented by a local attorney who is Duma Boko, who's also worked on the Bushmen's case for many years and who knows the case very well. So he was representing them today in court.
What would you say is the underlying reason for this continued harassment?
It seems to have undertones of racism or a lack of understanding by the Botswana government for the lifestyle, the life choices of the Bushmen. The Bushmen want to be able to live on their ancestral land where they've lived for millennia. They want to be left in peace. They want to be given all of the rights that all of the other Botswana citizens have, and they want to be able to choose where they live. For some reason, the Botswana government is completely against this idea. It wants to integrate the Bushmen into mainstream society. It wants them out of the reserve. It's given many excuses in the past. For example, one excuse they used was that the Bushmen couldn't live side by side with the wildlife, and it's a wildlife reserve. Survival's always put it forward that one of the reasons may be that there are diamonds in the reserve and the Bushmen are in the way of any kind of diamond exploration. And there is, in fact, a large mine now right next to where one of the Bushmen communities within the reserve is living. So that could be another motive behind the constant harassment of the Bushmen. But really, it's difficult to understand why the Botswana government is willing to spend so much time and energy on forcing out a very small number of people from a very large reserve, totally against their wishes.
What is the status of them having to have permits to get on the land, and how is this requirement affecting their lives?
Well, during the 2006 court case, there were 189 applicants in that case. Although the ruling said that all the Bushmen have the right to live in the reserve, the government has since been saying that only those 189 applicants in the court case are officially allowed to live inside the reserve, and everybody else must ask for a permit, which allows them to stay for only 1 month inside the reserve. So imagine children who have to go to school outside of the reserve because there aren't any schools inside the CKGR are having to constantly apply for permits and then can't stay beyond 1 month with their family inside the reserve. And so there's this constant feeling of fear that they're going to be harassed or beaten up or tortured by wildlife scouts or the SSG, which are the paramilitary police that have been sent in by the government basically to terrorize the Bushmen. The Bushmen are absolutely exhausted and fed up of this situation that has been going on for years and years now, and they just want it to be over. So we hope that this case will bring some respite to their constant plight.